rocking Lusaka, airwaves and the surrounding areas on 94.9. We are Kombon Radio.
Kombon Radio.
Kombon Radio.
Kombon Radio.
Building a business is one thing. Growing it takes the right partner. And with the many challenges that businesses face, financing should not be one of them. At Access Bank, when we say we love SMEs, we mean just that. Here for you at every stage of your journey with our cash flow lending facility. We're making business easier with collateral-free loans, allowing you to focus on what matters most. Growth. Ready to apply for your collateral-free loan? Call your relationship manager or call 202 or simply visit any of our branches today. T's and C's apply. Access Bank. More than banking.
And antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio.
45-year-old man allegedly murders a 23-year-old pregnant wife in Kapirimposhi. Over 20 houses have collapsed in Mukushi's Amonsa Kamba ward following heavy rains. In African news, a South Sudan army chief gives the soldiers 7 days to crush rebellion. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A 45-year-old man believed to be a Kapirimposhi Town Council employee has allegedly murdered his 23-year-old wife, who was 7 months pregnant in Kapirimposhi district. The suspect has been identified as Charles Mpundu, who is alleged to have attacked his wife after she questioned him about her mobile phone, which he is reported to have sold. The incident is said to have occurred after Mr. Mpundu returned home from a drinking spree. The weapon used has not yet been established. The deceased has been identified as a Gift Chilemu, while the suspect is currently on the run. The murder reportedly happened yesterday at an unknown time in the Soweto Sea crossing area. Meanwhile, the mother of the deceased, Violet Chola, has appealed for justice as police in the district confirm they have received the report and investigations are underway.
ake tuna baisara ndata batuma kumushimbiri natoke naikotwa laito hukini nofotwa kweri na isa bakonga kutwa karibu tuko kutambe leo ni day after umu mukashana efi ashe takuti ba brother bakwatine umwana na umukashi wanje kunimuma tona inena ya mukuikulika efi abiri ba brother bakwa taramoneka na apa bambi tokubana kale bale kusana kusana ili ngara isa to mukashi kumanda kuda kwini aisha chitani pocha umami bachitef bale tosha tebacha pata bale wanomba pa alisa suka amuma au kulekeresha mwanji ni umwa ni mfu afuweta iwe me pero ngana chua mwiu ena nguamu ni kabamu ikata pantu wa ipaya vantu wabidi after mpanta mmala ichika chale puka ni mtuwa ile mkufunyamu mlewafu mshia mwamu anu wafu mkundanga bandanga chemu anatuwa funyamu so tachue me mwanji ni tachue mesi na mpano unu kutu ipaya ilo mwanu mtu mtuwa ipaya vantu wabidi.
Chitwa District Commissioner Wance Mongonomo has questioned the effectiveness of the Ministry of Labour and the Zambia Revenue Authority in monitoring local companies following reports that some firms are using stolen ZESCO cables as raw materials. Mr. Ngonomo wondered how an organized company such as Liang Yung Smelting Company could operate with the stolen cables without detection, warning that cable theft threatens the company's energy security and the wider community.
We have read early to police captain for Minister of Labor, police the Labor Department, right? To look at under factories, you have inspector to inspect a place like this one. So the question for me is, how does a company like this operate with stolen cables as raw material? Because ZESCO is the driver of our economy in terms of energy. Now, if cables are cut, for this plant to run every day, you need cables into their furnaces every day.
Meanwhile, ZESCO Senior Regional Manager Mike Banda says the utility is recording between 30 and 40 cases of service cable cutting daily, with stolen copper often as melted into copper blisters. Mr. Banda has called for stronger collaboration between law enforcement agencies, communities and stakeholders to protect critical infrastructure and ensure uninterrupted power supply.
I came across a lot of stuff that is ZESCO related, and in my hands, I'm holding on my left what we call service cables. These are the black cables you see, the ones where we use connect plants and pose the lines to the houses. So what the vandals have been doing is they'll go in the night, they'll cut this piece of cable, and then they remove the insulation, then they come to place the place like this one. And we are having these on a daily basis here in Kitwe, not less than 30, between 30, sometimes even up to 40 in a night, being stolen from individual houses in different towns.
Musa Kamba ward councillor Abiton Kunda has disclosed that more than 20 houses have collapsed in his ward following heavy rains, leaving several families affected by the disaster. Mr. Kunda explained that the affected families are currently facing serious challenges as they have been left without food and proper shelter. He has since appealed to the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit at DMMU to urgently assist the affected families with tents and food to help them cope with the situation.
Challenge is to go to one relocated. I wish I'm dying, sir. One to talk with a park we can assort to a little coordinator. Yeah, in this sana we know Unokoli Umunsakamba quick. Musakamba zone. Kuliali 7. Then Kuli Sivanga, Kuliali 18. Kuli Mishingo, Kuliali 5. Kuli Mia, Kwena, there are more than 20. Bamina Paku Kala, Matawaku, and Apaku Kala, Utuaku Yatonzo to Waku, the Montuani, to Alokelo, Nimun Sarana Kavi. Then Kumiyaki, and Amavala in Mujamish. So a challenge is Kumi to Kote Kofikono. So even in Gakuata Kukuteko Yakuati, Baba Fulishiko, more special in Siaku.
The Professional Teachers Union of Zambia, PROTUS, has called on government and private.